Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth.
On a beautiful Sunday.
January 5th, 2020.
Wow.
Day after a national holiday.
That's correct.
And thank you to everybody who sent emails and cards and even some gifts. We appreciate it. I do. I was blessed.
Amen.
More with the cards than the gifts, but it was wonderful.
All wonderful.
The confession for day five of 2020 is simply this. Father, in the name of Jesus, I command this Holy Spirit-led seed to go where I tell it to go, to do what I tell it to do. I speak that it will not return to me void, according to Isaiah 55, verses 10 and 11, Galatians 6, verses 7 through 9. In the strong name of Jesus, by the authority of the word, in Matthew 16, 19, which says that whatever is bound on earth is bound in heaven. I bind any and every hindering spirit that would seek crop failure for this precious seed I'm sowing. The word says in John 16, 23, that whatever I ask in your name, you'll give it to me. Father, just as you planned for the farmer to expect a harvest from the seed sown into the ground, I'm claiming my mega harvest over the seed I've sown. I'm standing in expectation for immediate bumper crop harvest. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Hallelujah.
And hallelujah is right. Today's teaching is you can accomplish great things for God. Have you ever wanted to accomplish something significant during your life? Something great for the kingdom of God. But then came a lingering thought that it neither could or would ever happen. We got news for you on today's call. God, the creator of heaven and earth, your heavenly Father, will enable you to accomplish great things even beyond your expectations, and yes, even beyond your imagination. Now, you may be thinking, Brother Harold, that's a bold statement. How can you be so sure?
Well, it's the Word of God.
Hallelujah.
Found in Ephesians 3:20, and I'm going to read it from the New Living Translation. It says, "Now all glory to God, who is able through his mighty power at work within us to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think." One of the first things that we will have to do is conquer our fear of failure. We need to recognize that there are defining moments in our lives and that we can accomplish great things that we never thought possible.
That's true.
One of our favorite quotes is from Anne Frank, the young Jewish girl whose diary became famous when she was hidden from the Nazis for 2 years along with her family. This is what she wrote. "Everyone has inside of him a piece of good news. The good news is that you don't know how great you can be, how much you can love, what you can accomplish, and what your potential is."
That's a great quote.
It is, but you're going to like this next scripture too.
Amen.
In 2 Chronicles 29:36, New Living Translation, says, "And Hezekiah and all the people rejoiced because of what God had done for the people, for everything had been accomplished so quickly." It's important for us to realize that our current circumstances might be just preparation for a promotion, a specific assignment, and further accomplishments. 1 Samuel 10, verse 17 in the Message Bible says, "When these confirming signs are accomplished, you'll know that you're ready. Whatever job you've been given to do, God is with you."
Hallelujah. That's a great verse to personalize. "When these confirming signs are accomplished, Delilah will know that she's ready. Whatever job she's given to do, she'll do it. God is with Delilah." Hallelujah. Personalize that for you.
Amen.
You have a very important role to play in any future success. Edward Everett Hale, the son of Revolutionary War hero Nathan Hale, a noted author, once said, "I'm only one, but I am one. I cannot do everything, but I can do something. And because I cannot do everything, I will not refuse to do the something that I can do. Romans 1:17, New Living Translation, clearly points out that your level of faith will determine your accomplishments. Scripture says, this good news tells us how God makes us right in his sight. This is accomplished from start to finish by faith. As the scripture says, it is through faith that a righteous person has life. So don't underestimate the importance of exercising your faith that it's going to have on future accomplishments.
That's right. The words of 2 Thessalonians 1:11 in the New Living Translation are quite clear. It says, so we keep on praying for you, asking our God to enable you to live a life worthy of his call. May he give you the power to accomplish all the good things your faith prompts you to do.
You know, honey, that's another great verse to personalize. So we keep on praying for Laurel, asking our God to enable her to live a life worthy of her call. May he give Laurel the power to accomplish all the good things her faith prompts her to do.
Amen.
And then add to that, may she be enveloped with the peace and comfort of the Holy Spirit.
Yes, in the she days has ahead. Been, thanks to everybody's prayers.
Absolutely. The extent of your accomplishments will also be impacted by your willingness to find and listen to godly mentors. This will require a certain selectivity. Don't take the advice of just any Tom, Dick, or Harry, or Jane, or Sue, but work to establish a mutually beneficial relationship.
Proverbs 15, verse 22 in the Classic Amplified said, where there is no counsel, purposes are frustrated, but with many counselors, they are accomplished. It's also important to understand that not everyone will be pleased with your success. Foolish people won't appreciate the things that you're able to accomplish. And non-Christians won't often appreciate them either.
That's right.
Maybe even sometimes Christians. And sometimes foolish people will be members of your own family or perhaps your local church. In Proverbs 13, verse 19, it says, the desire accomplished is sweet to the soul, but it is the abomination to fools to depart from evil. So we can't let negative or foolish people deter us from accomplishing our goals because God is our enabler, not the approval or disapproval of men. Isaiah 55:11 can never go wrong. Isaiah 55:11, New Living Translation says, it is the same with my word. This is God speaking. I send it out. It always accomplishes fruit. It will accomplish all I want it to do and will prosper everywhere I send it. You can't go wrong with the word of God.
Absolutely. Our success in accomplishing the things that God has called us to do will bring honor. Judges 9:16, the New Living Translation. Have you treated him with the honor he deserves for all he accomplished? You will never need to brag about the things that you've accomplished because your deeds will be known by many and shall bring you before people in positions of authority.
1 Kings 10:6 in the Message Bible says, she said to the king, it's all true. Your reputation for accomplishment and wisdom that reached all the way to my country is confirmed. I wouldn't have believed it if I hadn't seen it for myself. They didn't exaggerate. Such wisdom and elegance, far more than I could have ever imagined. Lucky the men and women who work for you. Getting to be around you every day and hear your wise words firsthand. And blessed be God, your God, who took such a liking to you and made you king. Clearly, God's love for Israel is behind this, making you king to keep a just order and nurture a God-pleasing people.
Wow, that's a great passage.
Yes, about Solomon and, yes, being visited.
The biggest problem that a lot of people will face in not achieving accomplishments, but remembering who made it possible. You know, you got to remember who brought you to the dance. Former President Harry Truman once said, "It's amazing what you can accomplish if you don't care who gets the credit." I love the quote. I know what President Truman is trying to say, but it's not totally accurate. Let me give you the hearing paraphrase of that quote. It is amazing what you can accomplish if you give God the credit. In other words, you must always remember why you're able to do what you do and who made it possible.
Deuteronomy 12, verse 7 in the New Living Translation says, "There you and your families will feast in the presence of the Lord your God, and you will rejoice in all you have accomplished because the Lord your God has blessed you."
Hallelujah.
We need to recognize who God is and what he has done for us. And Psalm 77, verse 11 in the Message Bible says, "Once again, I'll go over what God has done. Lay out on the table the ancient wonders. I'll ponder all the things you've accomplished and give a long, loving look at your acts." Never forget who's made it possible for all that we are and ever hope to be. Because Isaiah 26, verse 12, New Living Translation says, "Lord, you will grant us peace. All we have accomplished is really from you."
We have to celebrate the things that he accomplished for us. Judges 5:10, Message Bible. "You who ride on prize donkeys, comfortably mounted on blankets, and you who walk down the roads, ponder, attend. Gather at the town well and listen to them sing, chanting the tale of God's victories, his victories accomplished in Israel." As you accomplish great things in this life for the kingdom of God, it's important that you and we remember the words of Deuteronomy 12:16, the Message Bible. You're to celebrate in the presence of God, your God, all the things you've been able to accomplish. In closing, two couple really powerful quotes. One, the painter Michelangelo once said, "Lord, grant that I may always desire more than I can accomplish." That's a great quote. One of my favorite from George Washington Carver, a remarkable American inventor who once said, "No individual has any right to come into this world and go out of it without leaving something behind." Wow.
You know, sometimes even a word spoken fitly in season can change a person's life.
Absolutely.
So don't diminish the small things that you may think you're doing, because you never know when great things will be accomplished because of them.
Despise not small beginnings.
That's right.
It's time to start thinking about the great things that God wants you to accomplish in 2020.
Mm-mm.
Hallelujah.
Day by day.
Join us tonight at 6 p.m. Eastern for Sunday Night Live.
Yes.
It'll make you shout, jump up and down, and run around the place.
Hallelujah.
And every morning at 8:30 Eastern for Rich Thoughts for Breakfast. Till tonight at 6 p.m., God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.